I just want you to look up to Jesus. The Bible says, looking up to Jesus. I'm talking with your eye of faith, the author and the finisher of your faith. Please look up to Him this morning. Just look up to His faithfulness this morning. Look up to His sacrifices this morning. Look up to His healing power this morning. Look up to His protection ability this morning. Look up to Jesus. It's a commandment, say, looking up. Don't look down this morning. Look up. Jesus is high up there. So God has given Him a name that is above every name. What is that situation this morning? It has a name. Sickness has a name. Everything has a name. Can you call the name of Jesus to overcome that situation? To overshadow that situation? Call His name this morning by faith. In the name of Jesus, I overcome you. In the name of Jesus, I overcome anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I overcome discouragement. In the name of Jesus, I overcome hunger and rage. In the name of Jesus, I overcome unbelief. Whatever the situation is this morning, can you believe in that name and call that name to punish those contrary situations and circumstances? In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, you may be seated. Can we put our hands together for the worship team? What can we ever do without Jesus? John chapter 10. I read from verse 9. Jesus speaking Himself here. He said, I am the door. I am. You know, in the Bible and in history, before Jesus Christ came, nobody talks like this. He said, I am the door. By me, personal by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So I don't want to ask you this morning. I want you to have an assurance. If you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now remember, by me you are saved. He said, shall come in and shall be saved. But if you have not confessed Jesus Christ, I'm not saying you are not coming to church, as your personal Lord and Savior, you are not saved. And he shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10. The thief cometh not. There is a thief. Oh. And a thief is a thief. What does a thief do? It's only, it's Jaguda. It's nobody. Thief. Thief is thief. Oh. And thief is not a thief. Can be a spirit. Thief can be person. The thief cometh not but to steal. The thief that is talking about, you know him, is the devil. But to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, if something is missing in your life, if your joy is missing, it's somebody that is stealing it. If health is missing, it's somebody that is stealing it. If anything that is missing, that you know that you are due for it, you have not been able, it is as a result of the ministry of the thief. He has come to steal, and he has come to kill, and he has come to destroy. Three ministries. Say, but I am come that they might have life, and they that might have it more abundantly. Life overcomes every ministry and the activity of the thief. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. That will not be our story in the name of Jesus. Look, there is wolf, there is thief, whatever name you call it. We have the destroyers of destinies. They exist. So, this morning, everybody, all of us, humanity, we belong to either two camps. Either the camp of Jesus or the camp of the thief. So, the subject I'm going to be speaking on this morning is something that is very, very, very fundamental and funny. And I like it. I like it because it's a subject that every man existing, no matter who you are, you can improve on it. There is no zenith, as it were, for the subject. And you have to learn and learn and learn and learn forever. I love it so much. The title of my message this morning is The Fundamentals of Prayers. The Fundamentals of Prayers. I can bet you, if I say raise up your hand, everybody here at one time or the other today must have prayed. But some people must have prayed three times, but even today alone. The Fundamentals of Prayers. You know, it is not good to be alive, oh, and not have something that is in charge of you. Because you and I know that we did not create ourselves. No matter what anybody says in the world, atheists and everybody, when people close their eyes, even till tomorrow, except some of the testimonies, that some of those testimonies gone, we are not sure if it is true or not. Some people say, when I did it, I went here. We are not sure. Of course, but we know what the Bible told us about life after death. So there is a life after death. So we really don't die, really. It's a transition. But the truth of the case is, let me be honest with you, everybody loves this place. Yes or no? If I say who wants to go to heaven now? Eh? Who wants to go? Because there is only one way to heaven, and nobody wants it. Every one of us, you know, we love God, we celebrate God, though. And Jesus, I love you. You do well, I thank you. God, you are my master. Nobody wants to go to Him. And He's not telling us to come. Even the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the men of God, if God says you are coming tomorrow, what would they do? People don't mask funny. Ah, enjoy my decade the law. You know why? We all love this place. And honestly speaking, God did not tell us not to love this place. Ah, you will live long. You will not die young. In the name of Jesus. Rightfully so, God gave us this place. But prayers is a way for us to connect with Him. We connect with God through prayers. And that is why we can never, ever, ever study the subject enough. Let me read a few scriptures to you. Psalm 143. from verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. Very wise guy. You can't cope. That's why we keep saying mercy triumph over judgment. We want to be candidate of his mercy. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified, except through Christ Jesus. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness, as though there have been long dead. Ministry of the devil, he has come to kill, to steal. Therefore my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the old days, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the works of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsted after thee, as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. When God hides his face, anything can happen. May he not hide his face from us in the name of Jesus. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Unto thee, O Lord. Do I lift up my soul? I'm not lifting up my soul to vanity, up to thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Prayers. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies, and destroy all of them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. What a prayer. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Please, everybody say everything. Everybody say everything. In everything. So that is why prayer is not optional. Prayer is something we must understand and master. Prayer sustains us. It protects us. It provides for us. It brings God to our space. Say, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. 1 Peter 3:12 says, for the eye of the Lord are over the righteous. Oh, may God not close your eye, his eyes concerning you, in the name of Jesus. Over the righteous. That's why the Bible says that he that keepeth Israel, then he not slumber nor sleep. And his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So what is prayer actually? Prayer is communication with God. And God is expected to communicate back to us in answer to our prayers. Now, communicating with God in prayers, no problem. We've mastered it. But communicating back to us, God communicating back to us, is the crux of the matter. We are never short of prayers. In fact, let us start to pray now. Some people can do 2 hours straight. I'm talking about 2 hours. Now straight. Some people have mastered. In fact, some people are prayer warriors. But how much does God speak? Just imagine that somebody is talking to me now. I didn't say anything.
And you are talking. And I didn't say anything. What will you call that? No, the person that is talking, what will you call the person? Eh? So if God is not speaking, something is wrong somewhere. Prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is expected to be a dialogue. You speak to him, he speaks back to you. So this morning, I really want us to consider this other side of prayers. The first part, we have mastered it. In fact, they say, rise up, let us pray now. In fact, some people, they are everybody. Fine. But after the prayer, if I say, what did God say? So, how do we master the art of monologue prayer? We are not praying to ourselves. We can't answer our prayers. That's why we are praying. We can't answer our prayers. And we expect God to answer our prayers. So how do we understand how we answer prayers? Now let me tell you a few things I know. Because you see, I don't like coming to preach what I don't practice. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. I don't like to read to come and preach. It doesn't make sense. Because I read in my Bible that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Number one, God speaking codes. Maybe you don't know. Codes. Number two, the answer to the prayers can be very, very, sometimes indirect. Number three, the answer to prayer can be an instruction to trigger something. And I will give you a few examples. The answer to prayer can come through his word, especially through messages like this. That is why when we say, when you come to church, please listen with your spirit. Listen. The answer to prayer can come through and send people to being. God can send people to you. The answer to prayer can come through situations and circumstances. Just to mention a few. I've shared the testimony before here. But let me tell you. In fact, I can tell you a lot and a lot and a lot. And I keep asking myself a question. It is something, it's a course that you can never finish. One day, I was watching network news. I mean, this is something that I asked myself a question. I said, is this possible? I was watching network news. I switched on my TV and I suddenly saw that they were giving somebody, some company a contract, you know, federal government contract, and the company is from, they were giving them the contract. And I looked at the TV and I was telling God, I said, God, I can do this job and you won't give it to me. I said, God, I can do this job and you won't give it to me. Is that prayer? It is prayer, Abby. There was no formality. There was nothing. Okay. So I finished. I was not happy. You know, when I talk to God like that, I was not happy. God, you won't give it to me. See, you'll give it to somebody and I can do it. Okay. No problem. The following day, I was in the factory and I sat on the chair and I slept off. And somebody said, Mr. Ege. I opened my eyes. The head of that place, that it was the man,
Say, how are you? I said, how are you? I greeted him. I said, I'm not happy. Say, what happened? He said, this, and you won't give it to me. Say, you can't do it as I can do it. Say, you can't do it as I can do it. Okay. He said, okay. And I thought about something. And he can, I said, can we strike a deal? He said, what deal? I said, I will use my money to do the first one. If it is approved, you can give me no. He said, now, deal is deal. Now, answer to prayer. The man came to me the following morning. But of course, I don't have to tell you what I said I can do. When it began, my thing from the right almost turned to the left. I was saying to God, I said, God, have I not sent me to fight this grace I am by? It was close to what Barabbas said in the morning. No, you know what happened? There was one Sunday service. After service, I went to the place. I was running suit. I knelt down inside everything. I said, God, this is disgrace. It has come. This is not disgrace in retail. It's all safe. But God saw me through. But God heard me. And he answered my prayers. So, I need to tell you, anytime you pray, God answers your prayers. In fact, what the enemy is trying to do in your mind is to tell you that God does not answer your prayers. And that's exactly what we want to discuss this morning. But most of the time, the answer does not come the way we want the answer to come. Anytime you pray, God answer your prayer. In fact, there are some times you don't even pray that God comes to you. Sometimes you are the one that initiate the prayer. You pray in the morning. Sometimes it is God that comes to you to come and speak to you. And you have not prayed. Example, Genesis chapter 18. Let me read from verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Okay, what did he do? Did he pray? No. So, what happened between Abraham and God? They have a relationship. Know some people, while they are yet speaking, God is answering. By virtue of what you are doing, by virtue of your responsibilities, sometimes God speaks to you and you can't even explain the reason why he spoke to you. Last week, Sunday, I just woke up. I was not praying. I just woke up. And God spoke to me about somebody. I was not praying. I was not doing anything. He just spoke to me. God sent me to the person. And immediately I got to church after service, I said, this, and this. And that God will have it. It is a message on time. So that is why when God sends you to people, please go and deliver the message instantly. When God wakes you up in the middle of the night and tell you to begin to pray for somebody, don't say you are feeling sleepy. You may not know what that person is passing through. When you get to the point when you become like you want to start not liking somebody, maybe they've done something to you, that is the time to pray for them. You know what happened? The enemy wants to strike. And sometimes somebody offends you, right? For you to be angry enough for the enemy to strike. So that is why when you are angry with somebody, pray for them. I'm not saying you should not tell them what they have done wrong, but please pray first before you speak. ask the person to pray first, then go and talk to them. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a nation of the mighty nation, and all the nation of the earth shall be blessed of him. And is him that will command his children and his household after him, and he shall judge the ways of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Let me ask you a question. That was the fact that God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And let me ask you this question. What Abraham prayed to God about, was it initiated by God or Abraham? God. Now, the request of Abraham, was it God that designed the request? It was Abraham. In fact, Abraham can stay with God and choose to not let God do what he wants to do. That is why the Bible says heaven and heaven belongs to God. We are the one in control of this place. So God was teaching Abraham. He was teaching not that this is where I put you and you have authority in this place. If we decide that Nigeria is not going down, Nigeria will never go down. Never. Whatever, maybe your children, your relative, whatever do it. If you choose to pray, honestly speaking, it's only a matter of time. That's the way. But you know what the enemy enjoys? That we cut off prayers. Immediately we cut off prayer, we cut off life. And somebody can be at the wit end. And the person that has a problem, you don't know what the guy is passing through. The guy is just offending you. The guy is just offending you. The guy is just offending you. And maybe you are the lifeline. You get offended and you cut it off. And something happened. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Do you know that we determine what happened on this side of eternity? But you know what happened? We get frustrated. We get offended. We become angry. And we cut off line. I told you about one of my staff that did something to me. And the guy was rude to me. And as in very, very rude. It was not rude to me somewhere else. It was rude to me in the midst of other staff. Very, very rude. And he said something. Okay, I was not happy. I was not happy. So I left the place. But I was not happy. But I decided that I was not going to. And I didn't want to send him away. It will not be good in that state. So I left it. And suddenly, something led to another, the engine of his car knocked. So I don't know what happened. He came back to come and beg me like 2 weeks after, and he was coming to work. Now, when they came to beg me, he assumed that what he did for me was what made the engine of his car to knock. So I called him. I said, no. I didn't wish you bad. Please, don't wish anybody bad. What did I say? What did I say to you? What did I say to you? Don't wish anybody bad. I said, I didn't wish you bad. He prostrated, he begged, he did everything. I said, no problem. So he has to fix his car. For me to now take a step to truly show, he borrowed money from me and I didn't take it back to fix his car. My brother and my sisters, what heaven records, we may never understand what heaven records. He said, he gave his life for us. What are we giving on behalf of the sons of men? So if prayer is only that I need something from God and God has to give it to me, I need something from God and God has to give it to me, what about the other aspect of sacrifice? I pray for you today that every prayer you pray that God have answered, you will be able to see the manifestations in the name of Jesus. I say you will be able to see the manifestations in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, everybody will be tested. How does God answer prayers? Who says God has not answered your prayers? Who says God has not sent somebody to you? Your eyes of understanding just have to be opened. Naaman was a leper. He was a leper. I can bet you, in their own language, they must have prayed. They must have done everything, but they did not know God. They must have prayed. They must have prayed. And of course, there was no way in those days to take care of leprosy. Who is going to take care of leprosy? There was no medicine. There was no research. There was nothing. Shade the time. Brethren, we should appreciate the time that we live in. For all that God have used the sons of men to take medicine, for us to be able to take medicine for healing, for us to be able to go to hospital, it is as a result upon creation. The grace of God upon creation. There was nowhere he could go to. And suddenly there was a little maid, which was their miracle. So, immediately the miracle came. That is the answer to their prayers. You know what happened? Another test shows up. Test of character. Just imagine the house of Naaman. Nobody has to tell you. They were very good people. Because they were treating the maid very well. Now that is it. How do you treat your housemaid? How do you treat your workers? Do you know that some of those people may be the answer to your prayers? That is why God speaks to us in codes. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Forever. If you want forgiveness, forgive other people. Suddenly the lady came, the young girl came to the woman of the house and said, he gave them the solution to the problem. And you know what happened? The solution was not immediate. The man had to take a trip. Now the question is this. When you are told the answer to your prayer, sometimes it is beginning of another journey. That was why in the message this morning, I was talking from mediocrity to excellence. Now just imagine, you don't understand what it means to take that trip. You don't know the kind of preparation to take that trip. Some of you have gone to the embassy once or twice, you didn't return back. Some of you have to go after something because they denied you once or twice, you didn't return back. The young man just gave them something. He gave them a clue. Okay, what about if it is not true? What about if the girl is not saying, does not know what she's saying? What about if? And they took the trip. Please tell somebody beside you. Say, be ready to take a trip. Tell another one, please be ready to move. Uh-huh. Faith without works. They took a trip. The trip they took was a trip of faith. Because it has never happened before. And just imagine that in your office, a messenger was just telling you about something, giving you an information. What are you going to say? You are high up there. Big man. What can he know? Do you know that quite most miracles are packaged by God where you least expect to find miracles? Blessings are packaged by God where you least expect to find it. He does things the way he likes. Because God is the Almighty. What about if they come back and the trip was not successful? What about all the investments? What about if the business will not be successful? Somebody give you an idea. There's no money, there's nothing, and you've been praying for success. Let me tell you, money will not come to you. God can send somebody to give you an idea. Money will not come to you. That is what is called prayer. God can use people to give you information. Okay, we heard it this morning. Information. And that's what we trade in the world today. Information. Information. So the man was given an information. But the information, he had to do something with it. The Bible says, write the vision. Make it plain that he that readeth may do what? May run with it. Every innovation or business venture failed too many times. The guy that invented the light bulb, how many times did he fail? How many times? 9,000? 99 times, go. No, 99 times. About how many thousand times? It's a thousand of times, not 99. 99. Thomas Edison. Check Google it. Thousands of times. You know what happened? Everybody is using light bulb today. Everybody. They say when you do something the first time, you succeed in it. Try something harder. Some of us are doing a business and you know that the business has already gotten to its zenith. Some of us want to start something that every other person is doing. Somebody selling pure water there, go back to that street in the next 2 months. Everybody selling pure water. Somebody selling drink somewhere. Come back there in the next 1.5 months. Everybody selling drinks. Today, we have become a nation of sellers. We don't produce anything. We only sell for other nations. As if God has not answered our prayers. How can we be saying that God has not answered our prayers as a nation? Tell me what people are producing. Maybe you should tell me. So, you bring something from China, you know what happened? We have exported our job to other countries in the world. Prayers. Prayers. So, today, we are borrowing money, not because we have to borrow money. Simply because of our choices. You will not borrow money. And when you borrow money, you will return the money you have borrowed. I want us to begin to think differently. Think about it. We can't even feed ourselves. They say we still import maize. Are we going to change? Are we going to change this country? Let me tell you something. When you pray for prosperity, God has answered your prayers. Some of you may have to go and do what they call apprenticeship. Some of you may have to come back from your high ups and go and understudy people. Praise ye the Lord. I say praise the Lord. The man took everything and he went on the journey. And you understand the results of his adventure. But the prayer was not answered like God just sent somebody and quite a number of prayer require process. In the process of time. In the process of time. In the process of time. So the issue is this. Between the time that you are prayed and when you are working your life for the answer to come, that's why the challenge is. David was anointed at 17 to be king. You know what? If I were David, I would have thought by 19, I would be on the throne. But it would have been a disaster for the nation. Quite a number of things that we pray to God for. God wants to help us by training. God wants to help us so that, you know, the Bible says the blessing of God maketh the man rich and addeth no sorrow. God wants to establish you. So that is why sometimes you have to pass through what you are passing through. That was sometimes you have to go and do. David, the way David killed Goliath was novel. It has never happened before. But do you do warfare like that? David was anointed to be king at 17. Do you know what? He started reigning at the age of 30. 13 years of preparation. And he did not reign in the whole Israel. He started from Hebron, a part, to test him. So he reigned in Hebron for 3 years. Before he eventually became the king of the whole land of Israel. You'll be thinking, so, because God has spoken at 17. So, don't deceive yourself. Because God spoke as when he was 17. That is why God speaks in codes. And after he had been anointed, he worked hard until he assumed the throne. Yes or no? He worked hard every single day. And David was not decoyed. That's where faith comes in. When God has spoken, God has spoken. All I want you to do is begin to walk. That is why you say, you walk with prophecy. When God has spoken, God has spoken. But between the time that God speaks to you and your manifestation, that is where your faith comes in. That is where all the other abilities comes in. That is why you have to gather momentum. That's why you have to make up your mind that you can never fail. Because everything we tested, everything tested David. Enough that the man that David was supposed to replace, which God had said that Prophet Samuel has anointed him, he had the privilege to kill the man. And David got there. He couldn't do it. And his servant said to David, now men behind him said, David, now look at it. Today, God has delivered your enemies into your hands. You know what? Do the thing for yourself. You know what happened? You know, if David had killed Saul, that would have been it. May you not jeopardize your destinies. Let me tell you something. Quite a number of stations you are passing through is a test of your faith. Who is that man? Raise up your hand here. This is your enemy. This man has sent to kill you. He has done everything. All the nation, they've risen against you. And God has anointed you. And there's no question about your anointing. And the same thing that God said you should do, this is the man you will replace. And the man, you saw the man to kill the man. He couldn't do it. So when the Bible says David is a man after the heart of God, now understand what we are talking about. Now, my brother, my sister, every prayer gets answered. The only thing is, are you ready to walk the process? Are you ready to follow through with God? David was fighting. David was fighting. David was fighting. As he was fighting, he was building capacity. As he was fighting, he was building men. As he was fighting, he was building followership. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it Abner and the soldiers of Israel who became the enemy of David that David has to be, they have to become the servant of David? No! David had to raise his own army. And he cannot raise his army without a fight. So that was why you read in the Bible, they call them the mighty men of David. Some of your staffs, some of them that are dealing with you, that are doing this, that are doing that. Do you know that sometimes what you are doing, you are raising men. You are raising committed men. There was a time David said, oh, how I wish I drink water from the well of Bethlehem. Do you know what happened? And the men of David, the men he raised, not that the men that, please stop. So please stop talking about it. No. There's responsibility with prayers. There's responsibility with dreams and visions. You know what the men did? You know what the men did? The men went and the stronghold, and they brought the water for David. These are the same men who were fugitive. The same men who are nobody. Some of the people that you think they are nonsense, they are stupid people, they are come out to nothing. God gathered them around David and said, make them warriors. And they became warriors. Now let me ask you a question. What sort of a man is that? That's a man of God by excellence. Men that wanted to stone him at Ziklag, you remember? They said, we will stone David to death. Same men, he forgave them. They wanted to stone him. Then you took out the word, we will kill you. Can you imagine? He forgave them from his heart. So suddenly the same men became the mighty men of David. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have you raised in your life? No, Christianity is not by the part I'm preaching. It's by the people I'm raising. Quite a number of our staff, when they joined, they were Muslims. In fact, some of them, young boys, teenagers, their children are in the university now. I said, my son is going to Lee City. I said, why not? My daughter is in UI. Some of them, they join us as teenagers. And that is one of them that washed me, that was good to me inside the factory. I forget him. Do you know what happened? If I tell them to go anywhere now, you know what happened? They won't look back. So what do you want from life? The question is, what are you ready to give? Why are we calling the name of Jesus today? He gave us life. He gave us life. So why are we calling his name today? That's my wife, my lovely wife. Why is she committed to me? Why am I committed to her? We must have offended each other. Time to that count. They became the mighty men of David. There was a time they went out to conquer a city. They've conquered the city. They fought. And I'm talking about fighting with their blood. They said, Joab sent message to David. They said, David, come and finish this fight so that the city will not be named after us. It will be named after you. Ah, my brother, my sisters. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Do you understand what it means for prayer to be answered? Say, no. We cannot afford to conquer this city. David, please come and do the last little fight so that the city will be named after you. Mighty men of David. Sometimes what you are praying about, God understands what you are praying for. But the question I want to ask you is this. When God sends the answer, will you see it as the answer? If God speaks to you in code, will you be able to receive in it? That is the cross of the matter this morning. I can assure you, my brother, my everybody looking at me, any one of you that have prayed the prayer of prosperity and abundance, I can assure you that God has answered. All your prayers have been answered. But the question is this. Are we hearing what God is saying to us? How did God answer the prayer of Joseph? Who was that kind of an answer? He had a dream. How did God answer his prayers? This morning, I'm going to be telling us to master something this morning. And it's a key that you can never ever drop in your life. It takes two to fight. Make up your mind in your life that no matter what anybody does to you, please forgive them. Please, please, and please. It is not for their own good, it's for your own good. Please forgive them. No matter what. They've taken your money. I can tell you. People have taken my money. Please forgive them. I keep asking myself, the only reason why my life is by grace. I remember something that happened to me maybe when I was like 7 years or 8 years old. We are living on Oshitoko Avenue. So we are living upstairs. My stepmom has a shop downstairs. So my sister was in the shop. And we have this aunt that comes from, saying, you know, we love her. So my sister told me that she has come. She was just playing with me, deceiving me. So I climbed the railings to check downstairs. So I was coming down with my head. And I came down with my head scattered. My head broke. My parents were not around. Nobody. I came down from with the head on the pavement. My sister shouted. She was 1.5 years older than me. And lo and behold, there was a man in front of our house who was a medical doctor. He was at home. And had a clinic. If the man was not at home, our parents were not at home. And he was a doctor. The man eventually became a senator a long time ago. Gone a long time ago. That was the man that came to my rescue. Bible says, while we are yet sinners, what did Christ do? What did Christ do? He died for us. Let me ask you a question, my brother and my sister. Me, that I know that someone now offend me, what do I do? And I say I cannot forgive. Am I not existing by grace? Who am I? When I was in an hotel, and I got to the hotel room, and I perceived there was a snake in that room. Hotel room. Hotel. Hotel room. I perceived in my spirit there was a snake. Prayer, God answers prayers. And sometimes he speaks to you to deliver you. We heard Kone Jimba's testimony this morning. We heard his testimony this morning. What about if you have slept? What about if the boy has gone to sleep in that room? What do you want? God forbid, agony of a parent. And it is smoke that kills. You know what happened? God deployed an angel to that house that night. You will not see it. He deployed an angel. And so as the boy, he was saying, go and sleep, go and sleep. The boy was saying, go. Immediately the boy didn't even go to his room. What happened that night? Too many things we don't see. My brother, my sister, I'm saying to you, please take your own end. God knows his job. And every prayer that you have prayed and you will pray here this morning, the answer will come speedily in the name of Jesus. So I had a double bed. I said to myself, I thought I was not going to wake up in the morning. I was so sure there was a snake in our room. But I didn't see anything. I checked all the ACO. I checked under the bed. I carried the mattress. I did everything. There was nothing. But in my spirit, I can perceive a snake, and I cannot see the snake. So if I said there was a snake in the room, and everybody come, what would they call me? So I took heart. So I couldn't put my box on the floor. I put my box on the side of one bed, and I slept on one side. I thought I was not going to wake up. I said, there's a snake in this room, if I don't wake up. But there's a snake in this room, and I slept. And I woke up. I was happy. When I woke up in the morning, I was so happy. The second day, the third day, and I didn't feel like going to. So the last day, I wanted to sit. Sometimes I don't sit. I just pee and I flush, and the snake came out with the water. And you know what happened? I can't talk to you about deliverances. A snake inside the hotel room. Inside the hotel room.
snake came out, I wanted to sit down. Some people say, don't sit down. And as I flushed the water, and I saw that thing, it was coming. And you know what happened? I said to myself, so you wouldn't have known me. How many do I want to count about the goodness of God in your life? Now the question I want to ask you is this. Don't you understand that the goodness of God leads us to repentance? Don't you understand that as God has been good to you, you have to show forth also the sons of men? And what do you give to the sons of men? Forgiveness. Don't count it against them, because it can work against you. I want us to rise up this morning. Melo ni maro ninu ureti baba. Moni melo ni maro. This morning, please, all eyes closed. Please, this morning, some people are here. You find it difficult to forgive some to pray. Please raise up your hands. I want to pray with you. All eyes closed, please. Just raise up your hands. You find it difficult to forgive. Please raise up your hand very well if you are raising it up. Don't bother. This is not, raise it up very well. Please, as you are raising up your hand, please go to the back, straight. Go to the back and go and climb the stairs. Just go, straight. Go and climb the stairs upstairs. Thank you. Back. Just go to the back. Climb the stairs, go upstairs. Brother Mike and Salula, thank you. If you know that you are really hot and it is difficult for you to forgive, don't let today's money pass you by. Just climb the stairs upstairs. Just go upstairs. You've been offended. Don't, it's serious. I want us to take it very well. Church, can you open your eyes and look at me? Please, I'm going to ask you to pray this morning. But I don't want you to pray a religious prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray. But there is one question I want to ask you. Will you do whatever God tells you to do before you pray? I want you to pray concerning something. God might tell you something else. Will you do whatever God tells you to do? I can bet you. Let me tell you this morning, all of you will hear God speak. But I'm not sure if what you want to hear is what you will hear. Can we pray for grace this morning? To be able to obey God. Even if you don't obey, you are not going to move forward. Pray for good morning. Please tell God, God, please. Please grant me grace. You desire to obey you this morning. You tell me. I want to receive that grace this morning. God, I will hear what you tell me. I will obey you. In Jesus' name we are praying.